Okay, well, welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life. Hopefully everybody's having a good start to the week. Glad you guys joined in to listen to our podcast today. If you're here in Indiana, you know Indiana is slowly but surely opening up, which means retail stores, which means restaurants, churches, all that good stuff. So we're pretty excited about that. If I'm being completely honest, I'm very excited about the restaurants opening up, like I'm sure many people are. But it's been an interesting 2 months, to say the least. And we're glad here, at least in Indiana, churches are allowed to start resuming worshiping together starting this week. So we're excited about here about that at Liberty. And today's Tuesday when I'm recording this podcast on May the 5th. So the last couple of days, our staff here at Liberty has been spending a lot of time talking about how we're going to proceed forward. So we got some exciting things happening here at Liberty. Sarah's not able to join us today on the podcast. She's got a lot to get ready for this week, especially for our church services here on Sunday. And so you're stuck with me today, and hopefully that will not happen again next week. Today, you know, if you're teenagers don't listen to this podcast, but in our youth group the last 5 or 6 weeks on our Impact Live that we do for our youth group on Thursdays over Facebook and Instagram, we've been going through a series called Facing Our Fears, and we've been working through this book and that talks about all kinds of different fears that we face, whether it be rejection, the fear of doubt, the fear of the unexpected, the fear of insecurity. And I've enjoyed teaching this topic. And this series that we've been going through is not just good for teenagers, but I think it's really good for adults as well. And I wanted to talk about one of those topics today with you guys on this podcast. And I taught this a couple weeks ago, I think, with our youth group. But again, I think it's very applicable to adults as well. And that is the fear of the unknown, or in other words, the fear of our future, or what's next, or the fear of what is life going to be like in the next 3 to 6 months. And one thing I'd like for anybody who's listening to this podcast to ask yourself is, you know, what are some unknowns in your life right now that you fear? If Sarah was sitting here with me, I've heard her say this many times, and she has said this as long as I've known her, is if one of her greatest fears is the fear of the unknown. And I get that. You know, we can all give illustrations and examples of when obviously we don't know what the next hour is going to hold. We don't know what the next day is going to hold. And for some of us, we find that exciting, but some of us, that's very fearful. I remember, gosh, man, it's probably 3 or 4 years ago. For those who know us well, you know Bryson, our almost 10-year-old, he has some health issues where he has a very sensitive system, is what every doctor and specialist has told us, and he's prone to pass out really easy. And I remember 3 years ago when he collapsed or fainted or passed out twice, and the second time being in the ER, I remember the fear that came with that, especially when the ER doctor said, well, one or two things is going on. One, he just has a virus, and this is the extreme way he's reacting to the virus, is that he's fainting, or he has a benign brain tumor. And I remember they did the CAT scan that night, and it took about an hour, hour and a half to get the results to that CAT scan. And I remember sitting there waiting for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, for some people, an hour and a half, 2 hours, for people who've gone through significant health issues, sometimes you have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks to hear back news on certain tests you've gotten. So an hour and a half and 2 hours seem like nothing. But for that hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, we were waiting to get the CAT scan back on Bryson, whether he had a brain tumor or not. That was a very fearful time because we did not know how that was going to turn out. It was the fear of the unknown, and thankfully, he did not have a brain tumor and just came back that he just really has a sensitive system and he can pass out easily than, you know, most other people do. You know, for our graduating seniors that we have, you know, there's that fear of the unknown, whether they're going to walk or what is college going to look like. You have, you know, you think about the millions of people right now that are unemployed and the fear of the unknown of when they get their next paycheck. When are they going to be able to go back to work? And on we can go. Yes, have you ever had a dream that you worked so hard to achieve, and then all of a sudden, maybe it got hard or things didn't go your way, or suddenly it just seemed too far out of reach, then all of a sudden that dream became a burden instead of a bright spot? When we get to this point, you know, we can respond in one or two ways. One, we can press on or work harder, or two, we could just give up. You just allow one opinion or shut door to find everything. In other words, you just stop hoping and stop trying. And if we fall into this category, number two category, we can tend to become stagnant. You know, I looked up a definition of stagnant several weeks ago, and there's different definitions, but I'm going to give you the second part that I found. A definition of stagnant would be showing no activity or dull and sluggish. And as a believer, do you know how dangerous it is to become stagnant based on that definition of showing no activity or being dull and sluggish? 2 Corinthians 2:15, it says, our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. Guys, how we react, how we react to fearful moments in our daily, in our lives, directly reflect what we believe about the God we serve. We have to remember this, how we live and how we respond to fear, people will be watching. People want to know how we respond. And that goes for a believer and non-believer. They're both groups are watching. Unknowns in life can most certainly cause a sense of fear. And it is human nature to want to steer clear of unknown paths that lead to unknown results. Having said that, I believe God has treasures hidden for us in those unknown paths and in that quote-unquote darkness. What I would like to see us to do is take whatever fear you have of your unknowns today and look at those unknowns as treasures. I'm going to read Ruth chapter 1, verse number 16, and then we'll explain what's going on in the story. And, you know, obviously most of us know the story of Ruth, but Ruth 1:16, here's what Ruth says to her mother-in-law, Naomi. She says, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. See, Ruth here in this verse is declaring her loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi. Now, at this point of the story, we know that Naomi has lost her husband and her two sons. So Naomi was left with Ruth and her other daughter-in-law, Orpah. Now, Naomi urged these two women to return to their homeland, but Ruth, she decided that she wanted to stay behind with her mother-in-law. Let that settle in. Most people wouldn't choose to do that. And this was a very big decision for Ruth. So she left all she knew to stay with and follow her mother-in-law, Naomi. And what she was committing to, when you think about it, she was committing to an unknown and uncertain future. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been willing to walk out in faith knowing that there's no guarantee of a positive outcome? We support approximately 65 different missionaries or mission organizations here at Liberty Baptist. And for our missionaries, if they go to Ireland, if they go to Togo, if they go to Peru, Canada, Australia, wherever it might be, when they step foot in that foreign field, on that mission field, they have no idea what the outcome's going to be. They're just stepping out of faith and trusting God. Say, God, you've called me here. I'm going to trust in you, and I'm going to trust in you, the results, that the results will be what you want them to be. You know, when we confront a friend over a sin or whatever it might be, we don't know how they're going to react. Maybe they'll be thankful that, hey, we're helping them be accountable, or they may turn against us. Or if we as parents have to talk to our kids about a certain issue, hopefully they respond in a positive manner. But a lot of times they may not. And for many of us, that's fearful. It's the fear of the unknown on how people are going to respond, on how things are going to turn out when we step out in faith. Ruth here committed to her mother-in-law, and the two set out on a journey back to Naomi's hometown of Bethlehem. And once they arrived, Ruth began to work by gathering leftovers, as we know the story, in the fields that belonged to a man named Boaz. And because of her work ethic, Ruth was put in favor with Boaz. And when the book of Ruth comes to an end, Ruth and Naomi are taken in. Ruth marries Boaz, and the lineage of Jesus is continued. Now, Ruth is four chapters, and we summarized a lot of Ruth's story in about 90 seconds. But when you look through Ruth, when you study her story, not once do you see in this story of Ruth having a woe is me moment. And we don't see her complaining as Naomi began to give her instruction on how to work to provide for both of them. You don't see the woe is me. You don't see her complaining. You don't see her sulking. What Ruth decided to do is that she would follow faithfully. Ruth didn't sign up initially to get married, only to see her husband taken from her and ended up living with her mom. That future was not known to her. And so instead of sitting and sulking about the hand she was dealt, she rose up and embraced her new circumstances. In the situation that we are in today with this COVID, with the quarantine and everything that's going along with it, we didn't ask for this situation that we have been dealt with today. Every January 1st, we technically enter the year of the unknown. And who in the heck saw 2020 going this way? Maybe it's part of my pessimism that I suffer from, but it's like every time the new year hits, I'm thinking, okay, what in the heck's going to happen this year? I promise you, I guarantee you, I did not envision 2020 going the way it did. The deaths that we have seen just in our local church and this local community, COVID aside, has been unreal, and it's just added on to the rough start to 2020. Now, let me ask you this question. Have we embraced this unforeseen opportunity that we've been given, or are we sitting and sulking? You see, fear wants us to get so entangled in our bad circumstances that we forget that God holds our future, and God holding our future is a good thing. I challenge you to pray for direction, make godly decisions, and trust Him with the unknown and the outcome. Now, let's do this really quick. Let's look at the unknown from another angle. The angle, if you would, when you don't want to obey. You know, I think the most classic disobedient example in Scripture has to be the story of Jonah. I mean, remember, Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh, commanded by God. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. God sends big fish. Big fish swallows Jonah. Jonah there for 3 days, 3 nights. Jonah repents. Great fish vomits up Jonah, and Jonah goes to Nineveh. Now, Jonah gives the people of Nineveh God's message, and the people repent. All good. Here's God's response in Jonah 3:10. God's response was, when God saw what they had done and how they put a stop to their evil way, He changed His mind and did not carry out the destruction He had threatened. All good. But Jonah had a problem. This response from God made Jonah very upset. Listen to verses 1 through 3 of Jonah 4. It says, this change of plans greatly upset Jonah. He became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Here's what Jonah said. He said, didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with an unfailing love. You're eager to turn back from destroying people. He said, now here's how extreme and dramatic. Jonah's almost acting like a teenager. You know how teenagers can get, when things don't go their way, they can get a little over dramatic. Here's Jonah. He says, just kill me now, Lord. He said, I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. Well, is somebody having a pity party here? See, the story of Jonah ends with him sitting and sulking under a plant that God had put there. See, Jonah was given a second chance, but was still upset about the outcome because he didn't get his way. Doesn't that sound familiar, parents? You know, teenagers sulking, teenagers pouting, or teenagers griping and complaining because they didn't get their way. Jonah's being no different here. See, we decide what should be done as teenagers or adults. What we could do or what we would be best at instead of praying and listening to God. Let me go through that one more time so you can get what I'm saying. Here's how we'll act sometimes. We'll decide what should be done or what we could do or what we would be best at. And in reality, what we should be doing instead of hey, let's just pray, listen and obey and let God direct us. And here's what we'll do. When we do things our way instead of God's way, and when it doesn't turn out our way, we'll become upset and discouraged. Now, here's the good news. Can we get back on the right path? Of course we can. Don't let fear of not getting what you want deter you from what God is wanting you to do. Have you ever said this quote? Here's the quote. I don't know what God is doing leading me down this path, unquote. You know, well, guys, I'll be honest. There'll be times where God sends me down the path or a certain direction. I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? Why in the world is God sending me here? But don't look at it as the fear of the unknown when God is doing this. Look at it as the hope of the unknown. And with God, there is always hope. For those who know me well, and I haven't made this a secret, maybe I say it a little too much to be honest, but Grant County, Indiana, is one of the last places geographically I would have placed myself or would place myself. I had no idea 12 years ago how this was going to go, but God did, and I'm glad I followed. It was when my family, my wife and I and Allie, Maddie, Malachi got here back in June of 2008, we were entering the land of the unknown, the territory of the unknown. God knew the future, and God knew how this was going to go. And I'm glad our family faithfully followed him. So what I want us all to do today is ask God today how you can move forward in your life. Ask God to forgive you for those times you have chosen to go your own way. And ask him to show you how you can move forward. Let me encourage you with this. Do you know God is for you? We often say this. I know God's got this, but. There is no but. Either God has this or he doesn't. Either he is faithful or he isn't. Fear is the master of the word but. Our job is that his will is to know that his will is for our good, no matter the outcome. And I think a great verse to end off this whole lesson with the fear of the unknown is a classic passage. It's Romans 8:28. And my family watched this show. Maybe some of you guys watched it. It's not on right now. It's called Manifest. And Manifest on NBC, their whole show is actually centered around this verse. But they only quote the first part. The first part they quote of Romans 8:28 is, and we know that all things work for good. Well, not the first part, but one of the parts they quote, they take a quote out of the, you know, they take a part of this passage out of context and they run with it. But listen to Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those for who? Who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For those of us who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose, for those who have chosen to follow him, all things will work for good. The faith part is we have to realize that we may not ever see the good, and the good may not directly affect us in a great positive way on this earth, but all things will work out for good to those who love God. And that right there is an encouragement today. Today's a Tuesday. I have no idea what's going to happen here the next hour or what's going to happen on a Wednesday. But God does. And that should be good enough for every believer today. I thank you guys for listening, and we look forward to joining you guys next week for our podcast, our next podcast on Talking Family and Talking Life.